Well, as promised, David Dolan, he's the man who covers the Middle East for us. We catch David on the run, but we're going to have a conversation with him just for a few moments. David, let's talk about a statement made by Prime Minister Netanyahu at the cabinet meeting last week, where he said that now the Iranians can work six times faster in enriching uranium to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. That does not look like a good development as far as the Israelis are concerned.
No, Jimmy, and the Prime Minister actually opened his cabinet session with that statement, and that was significant because the journalists are still there. And you and I have both done that. We both reported from Jerusalem, and we know the scene there. So he said it to the world, not just to his cabinet. He was commenting on the statement that you and I mentioned last week, which was the Atomic Energy Agency chairman in Iran said that they're developing a new generation of centrifuges to enrich uranium and that they fully intend to deploy them one day. Well, of course, according to the pact that was signed with the Six Nations in November, they're not supposed to be enriching uranium beyond 5%. But what Prime Minister Netanyahu said was, yes, we know about this new generation that they're building. He said they're very sophisticated, powerful centrifuges that can work six times faster than the previous centrifuges they were using, meaning they can now basically enrich uranium up to a nuclear bomb capability within days, is what he was saying. I mean, he didn't say it in that stark of a way because, of course, he's a politician. But then he said, Jimmy, note to President Obama, he said, I'm saying this so that the world will be on notice, that we will not tolerate this, basically, is what he was saying. He's sharing intelligence information from his own sources, and, of course, he felt free to do it because he was commenting on this remark from the Iranian atomic energy chief that they indeed are building a whole new generation of these things. And he was just giving us some more but very startling details, Jimmy. And I assume the White House noticed and leaders around the world. It didn't get much airplay in the United States. As far as I know, it didn't get much attention, but it was a very important statement. And maybe, again, him saying in a way, this year, folks, we're just not going to wait until they can actually build these bombs overnight and carry out their vow to to strike us and destroy us. And we've got to remember, their leaders have said consistently, Ayatollah Khamenei, the current overall leader, still there, said consistently that Tel Aviv will be destroyed, Haifa will be destroyed. They're talking about destroying a country. And the Prime Minister of Israel, he said, Ehud Olmert criticized him for down-talking the accord, and he said, you're damaging relations with the U.S. And he said in response, I'm the Prime Minister, I've got to speak the truth. And if anybody listens, they do. If they don't, you know, we're on notice. We're not going to allow this nuclear bomb to drop on us.
One of the great opportunities that we have here on Prophecy Today is having a broadcast partner like David Dolan who can give us this information. Not much play in the United States, but you can hear it right here on Prophecy Today when I get in contact with David Dolan. David, other things we need to talk about, it's ironic that the Geneva talks are going on, and John Kerry, the Secretary of State, probably is going to be visiting by there, but he's now in Israel and actually trying to put that peace agreement together between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Supposedly he showed up with some type of framework plan. I don't know exactly what that means, but I understand that both sides are rejecting what he's presenting.
Well, yes, Jimmy. He had basically adopted some of Israel's positions and some of the Palestinian authorities' positions. And in the case of Israel, he adopted the Israeli insistence that the Jordan Valley has to remain at the very least demilitarized. There needs to be some Israeli military presence along the border with Jordan just because, let's face it, you know, we've had revolutions in several neighboring countries. We've had three governments in 3 years in Egypt and Syria. Who knows what the government is, it's falling apart. So, you know, the Israelis are just going to insist on that. And John Kerry included that in his proposal. The Palestinians totally rejected that. And it's a non-starter. The government then announced, and I know you're going to speak more with Winky about this, so I won't go into too much detail, but a private Likud party bill to annex the Jordan Valley was presented with the approval of most of the cabinet. If that does pass, that will be the end of the peace process. And again, one wonders why John Kerry is pushing this so hard, because it's so unlikely that the two sides are going to be able. And so the Palestinians, by the way, the position he adopted from them was that, you know, Israel stop most building in the territories and do so forthwith. Well, that was tried, as you recall, 3 years ago under Hillary Clinton, and it went nowhere. And so it's a mystery to close observers just what he thinks can be achieved. But he warned last time he was in Israel that a new Palestinian uprising could come if this thing doesn't work. Well, that's, again, what the Israelis need, like a hole in the head. So they're not pushing this. It's the Obama administration's new Secretary of State. He's pushing it. And I wish him well, but I don't see that it's going to do anything but cause more trouble and probably more violence. And we've seen an upsurge in terror attacks over the past few weeks. We saw a soldier shot on the border with Lebanon. We saw an Israeli Arab worker shot, severely wounded on the Gaza Strip border, just working on the fence. We've seen an upsurge in attacks around Jerusalem. So it's tense, and again, not sure exactly what he thinks he's going to achieve.
Reminding everybody that the Jordan Valley is the eastern border that Israel has with some of their neighbors, some of it with Syria on that eastern border, most of it with Jordan, about all of it, in fact. But there's a statement coming from Nasrallah, who heads up Hezbollah there in southern Lebanon. He said none of Israel's borders are safe, and you're starting to give us a litany of events happening at the borders. But we're hearing Hezbollah threaten, it sounds to me like, threaten the Israeli military.
I mean, the reality, Jimmy, is that the border with Egypt is now better than it was because the new government is you know, more favorable towards Israel, frankly. It's certainly not the Muslim Brotherhood as before. And King Abdullah in Jordan is keeping the peace, and it's a peaceful border. It's Israel's longest border with any of her neighbors, as you know, stretching from the Golan Heights all the way down to the Red Sea, to Aqaba in Jordan and Eilat in Israel. So it's important to keep that border secure. They're just saying in the future, hey, you know, maybe the king will be overthrown. In that sense, Hezbollah is right, because the Islamic fundamentalists, both Shiite and Sunni, are fighting back. They're fighting back in Egypt. They're threatening a full war in Egypt, which would be a disaster for the region, a total disaster. You would have two full wars going on Israel's northern and southern borders. And I mean, and you know, people say, yes, but it's not Israel involved. But yes, it is. It's their neighbor, and there's refugees flooding everywhere. And they've been taking in some Syrians, the Israelis, to treat them at hospitals and stuff, just because there's desperation. So it's a terrible situation. And Hezbollah is definitely an enemy. The border with Lebanon is the most active war front potential that we have. And of course, that's connected to Iran. And it doesn't surprise me that they're still issuing those threats. It's, as I said earlier about the leader of Iran, it's just the tone they take. So Israel's as prepared as they can be.
Give me about 20 seconds, if you will, on this one, David. I know it's going to be hard for you, because you're the man who first told the world about Hamas and what they're going to be doing. Report out indicating Hamas is probably going to be real trouble in 2014. Is that the way you see it?
They're part of the equation. They're beholden to Iran as well. They'll certainly play any role they're asked to, and I suspect there will be new rocket barrages coming from Hamas at some point, and probably in coordination with Hezbollah, all backed up by Iran.
Very, very interesting report out of the Middle East. When we talk about that region of the world, we have to do it with David Dolan, our broadcast partner. Long experience, over 35 years as a journalist in that region of the world. David, thank you so very much for your insight and input to us here on Prophecy Today.
Thank you, Jimmy, and a happy new year. God bless.